Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings Willowbrook off Tomball Parkway, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There we go. That's right. We are back and we are live here on the road on a Thirsty Thursday. The Drive is live and we are here right off Tomball Parkway here in Houston, right near Willowbrook Mall on the other side of the highway, and we are at Buffalo Wild Wings. We've been to this location multiple times. One of our favorite spots. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. You can be here as well. The Bud Light girls just walked into the building, and great food, great drinks along with that. If you're looking for anything you need to drink, anything you need to eat, they got a good wing deal. They always have great wings, but they have on Thursdays, great boneless wing specials that you can take advantage of when you get up in here. So make your way. And coming up starting in the 4 o'clock hour, you've got a chance to win prizes. In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to hook somebody up with a gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. All you got to do is put your name in our raffle box. Our guy, Shay, right here, I think we've got tickets or names. Tickets today, that's right. Tickets, grab a ticket, put it in our raffle box. You got a chance to win a gift card coming up, and a really strong cooler coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, courtesy of Bud Light, top of the line type cooler. You can win in the 5 o'clock hour. Just put your ticket in our raffle box, and you'll give yourself a chance to win. All right, Clint, we'll hear from Davis Mills coming up at the bottom of this hour, but we did get a chance to hear Clint from. From the head coach, D'Amico Ryans, and as they prepare for the Tennessee Titans, they'll go on the road after that big, huge comeback. And really, you throw everything away if you fool around and lose this game, which I just can't imagine them doing. But they'll go and face the Titans. He spoke about a lot of things. One of the first things he spoke about, Clint, was that C.J. Stroud would be out of this game along with Fairbairn and Petrie. They're all going to be out, as he announced today, to kick off the press conference. But he talked about Davis Mills and what he's looking for him to do. Hopefully, Clint, the Texans don't need Davis Mills to be a hero for the second straight week, and it doesn't seem like that's what he's expecting.
Yeah, look, with the way this team's built, I mean, it'd be ideal for your quarterback not to have to throw the ball as many times as Davis Mills threw it, not to have to score 19-plus points in the fourth quarter to win a game. That's not going to be the recipe for this team to win consistently, and even though you've got a lesser opponent, it probably is not going to be the recipe for you to win this week if you get down that many points in the fourth quarter. So, I think this week it's really every week for the Texans. But if we're being honest. It's this week. It's more important than ever. You've got a lesser opponent. If the quarterback goes out there and just does his job, stays within the offense, doesn't turn the football over, that kind of thing, doesn't hold the football and get sacked, and doesn't let their defensive front, whoever's going to be healthy and play, they got a couple of guys there that can cause some problems. I would say it's a bit of an upgrade from what they saw last week on the inside in particular. Don't let that become a problem, and you should get out of there with a comfortable win. So, look, if you got faith that anybody's going to go out there and do what they're asked to do and not try to do more than they're asked to do, it's probably Davis Mills.
Yeah, yeah. Again, as you said, they should not need Davis Mills, Clint, to go grab a cape like they had to in the fourth quarter. No. Anything else jump out to you from what DeMeco had to say there?
Yeah, look, I think there's a couple of things that they're also related to, obviously, the injuries that we've seen the Texans have to deal with here of late. With Jalen Petrie being out, Miles Turner is a guy that's been in and played a lot and played well. And to start the show today, we talked a little bit about it. And I said, look, I mean, Miles Bryant has played really, really well. And I don't have any concern there. And DeMeco Ryan's kind of shed a little bit of light on that. He's a little bit higher on Aziz than he is Miles Bryant. But just talking, really smart player you can trust, you can count on. He said if there's one guy that I'm going to throw out there in a pinch, it's going to be Miles Bryant and trust what he can do.
And so he's got the ability to do everything, a smart player.
Yeah. So clearly, that thought backs up what we've seen out of Miles Bryant when he's been put on the field. Last year and this year, he's been really good in that reserve role. And then the other thing is with the offensive line.
God, that's what I was going to. Well,
this is a little bit bigger. I mean, he talked about the offensive line two times. We've heard DeMeco Ryans talk about the offensive line multiple times over the over 2 years now. But they really, really, really lean into it. If you listen to what they're saying. And then you watch what they do on Sundays in a sense of not letting Juice Scruggs play and Lakin and Tomlinson finding the pine and trying to fit City Sal in there. And, they really are leaning heavily into this. We just need guys that are going to do what we ask them to do.
Like that's been the issue physical ability.
Yeah, it's not the inability to play the position or not big enough or not strong enough or doesn't know the system well enough. I mean, it's constantly guys we can trust, guys that'll do what we ask them to do every single play, guys what did he say? Guys that'll play with great technique and great fundamentals every single play. It's just interesting every time that he talks about offensive line play. It's as if the guys that are getting benched, or rotating, are guys that they can't trust. Guys
it's
that
insubordinates.
They're just going rogue out there. I mean, it's wild to think that you can add City Sal to that list as well. You got Lakin Tomlinson, you got Juice Scruggs, you got City Sal.
But I'm assuming 62 got the start. Because he went in there and during practice was doing everything he told him. And then what happened when he got in there?
Yeah, you could be real good in practice, do everything them coaches tell you to do in practice, and then you get out there in real speed and your ass can't keep up. Yeah, it's interesting the way that they kind of in hindsight discuss or justify. I guess it's more of them justifying why they're rotating guards, why they pull a guy up off the practice squad and put him above all the other guards that have been playing all year long, and then you bench him for one of the guards that's been playing all year long. And like the justification of all of that is, well, we just need somebody out there that'll do what we ask him to do every single play. It's almost like we just need a guy that's coachable.
It seems like, Clint, because I was thinking the same thing, it seems like, Clint, that they are in week 11 of the season, and that's not even counting, preseason and all that. They're in week 11 of the season, and it literally does to me seem like, one, by what he said, hey, buckle up every week. I you can't walk out there and be sure of what the lineup is going to be, even with everyone is healthy. Right now, in my mind, I got an idea of what I would assume it would be, but I don't think you can assume anything with what they're thinking. It does seem like, and maybe this is the fault of the players, Clint, but it does seem like in week 11, your practice week for some of those guys in certain positions, your practice week determines if you're going to play out there. I think 62's, it was 62, 70 and 74, and they felt like 62s and 54. And they felt like 62 and 54's practice weeks were the best last week, and thus they got the starts. Like, I do. I think we could see a lot of move. We could see Trent Brown in there if his practice week went well enough and somebody else has suffered. I don't think they're afraid, as you were saying, to move anything around. It just it is weird. Week 11, it seems like that offensive line is going to be determined by the practice week.
Yeah, it can. It's just it's at some point it becomes. I guess my bigger point is that at some point it becomes who's coaching these guys. You know what I mean? Who's selecting these guys? Who I mean, because right now you've got three guards that you don't believe are coachable, based on what you said and your actions
last
that followed.
Week.
Well, I mean, I'm just talking about the whole year. I mean, Ed Ingram you trust, obviously. Jarrett Patterson gets in there and plays well, but clearly you don't trust him, or you'd name him a starter.
Yeah,
you know it's just interesting, man. How they go hammer down on these guys that to justify their how they've handled these guard situations.
Yeah, we talked about the offensive line being a big thing. We talked about it all offseason, Clint. I am surprised that we are in week 11 and that hasn't been solidified. Right, like we're just gonna pick the best group. That is a bit surprising. All right, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in on the show there. Like as we said, Davis Mills. We'll hear from him coming up the bottom of the hour. Clint, you and the people. Any concerns of a potential trap game situation here for the Texans? All right, the Titans are one of the worst teams in football. 1-8, their one win was, lucky as hell. They've got the worst offense in football, and their defense isn't great. And, Clint, they could be without some of their big parts in their defense. Yeah. And now you're set up to play Buffalo on Thursday, followed up by the Colts and the Chiefs. Any concerns for you that this team puts themselves in a position where they're either overlooking, they're looking at Buffalo, they're not going in here with a complete 100 right mindset?
No, I don't. I think D'Amico Ryans has been tremendous in a sense of building a squad that doesn't play down to the opponents. And I think it's obvious this year in the outcomes of all these games. I mean, if this was a team that was going to play down to their opponent, I think the Baltimore game would have been a lot closer. I don't think they would have ever pulled away from the Titans late in that game, and so I think D'Amico's done a really good job of them putting these blinders on and playing week to week, and I don't see that happening. Now I can fairly easily give you a scenario to where the Titans make it tough on the Texans. I think there's a couple of things that the Titans do threaten with that could be problems and have been thorns in the side of the Texans where I could see this thing possibly getting interesting. Now, I'm not betting on it. I would take the Texans.
What are those things you're talking about?
Well, look, I think if their interior defensive line is healthy,
it can go, and
their interior defensive line, no doubt about it, has the ability to collapse a pocket and create havoc around a quarterback, and that's been our issue is interior pressure on the quarterback and interior pressure and what all it does to the run game and the quarterback and our play caller.
Gets they couldn't behind. Handle Simmons in that first game.
Yeah, well, Simmons and Sweat, and I mean, they got some dudes in there now. So, you know, I could see that for our offense being an issue. And when that is an issue, our offense just go – I mean, it's like our offense just shuts down. It's the inability to do anything. That's the problem, right? And then defensively, I don't want folks to forget who Cam Ward is. Cam Ward is the real deal. Cam Ward is a old school gunslinger, and if you give him a chance, which this defense has done, if your pressures don't get to the quarterback, then there'll be some guys running open back there. There'll be some opportunities for some big plays. There are every Sunday, but most of the time, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter get there before the quarterback can get it off. A couple of times, particularly early in the game, in that first quarter. If Cam Ward is able to avoid pressure and get a big ball over the top a couple of times in that first quarter or in that first half, and you look up and their D-line is causing troubles for our offense, that could be a recipe for us to struggle a little bit more than folks might think we would with the Tennessee Titans. Their strong points, I think, or let's call it potential strong points. We don't know if they're ever going to show up and play. But their potential strong points have been trouble areas for the Texans. And if they compete with the Texans, that's the way they do it.
Yeah. I could see it coming off an emotional win. You go in here and this team, like, this team is terrible. I think early is big, right? You got to come in with intensity early because, like, that's the only way they'll hang in. Like, I've watched the Titans, Clinton. I think Cam Ward's the real deal. I'm with you. I think he's a competitive player, but Clint, they'll throw it in early. This thing gets bad. I've seen them. They'll throw it in. They've fired coach. All of this, they'll throw it in. But early, you got to go in there and punch them in the face. And I'm with you. I think D'Amico. Listen, I have some issues with their discipline as a team when it comes to penalties and personal fouls and things like that. But he is really good at getting the message across of, hey, we got to take this serious. Yep. We got to play this way, as you said, no matter the opponent. Like, I listening to them and the way they played, he had you convinced that Nick Bosa was out there, Fred Warner was out there, like the 49ers were the real 49ers, and he did that. So I'm with you on that. But it is, you can see it. The Buffalo game is looming, and they know that is – an important game, and it's coming on Thursday. You could see that happening, but I'm with you. I think D'Amico will have them, and CJ's not playing, so you know even more that makes you jump in with how you're feeling. Text line coming in. I don't think they underestimate the Titans, or it's a trap game. I think they will beat the Titans, but I think they may lose the next 3 weeks in a row to Buffalo, Indy, and Kansas City. We'll see. The season will hinge on that, but you can't get to those games without winning against the Titans. From what we were talking about earlier, you guys have to read between the lines a bit. To me, it sounds like Juice is not on time in meetings, etc., and is having to be told the same multiple things each week. I think maybe you, if you want us to read between the lines, I think maybe you should stop jumping to conclusions. Like, you just heard what D'Amico said and then has Juice late to meetings. I'm going to tell you right now, Clint, we've watched him. Juice is not good enough to remain on this team if he's that kind of stuff. Now, maybe his technique is breaking down. That's different. But showing up late to meetings, we've seen them just kick punt people, and he wouldn't be in seven plays in.
Yeah, this isn't a disciplinarian thing.
I'm with you.
I mean, nobody can be late to enough meetings to have to rotate every other series for 8 weeks. I mean, that now you're putting everybody's job at risk. Like, now that, I mean, it's just not a disciplinarian thing. It's when you get in the game, all your technique and fundamentals go out the window, and when that happens, you ain't worth a damn situation.
That's what,
is what it is.
Yeah.
Or somebody's making calls and telling you to go up to the second level or telling you to double a D tackle or whatever, and you're not executing those on time and efficiently. And this is an issue of I would say discipline discipline is not the right word. I'm telling you, it's not a discipline. Like when I say not discipline, I mean it's late for practice.
Yeah,
or
nothing like
not that.
No.
Crap. I'm talking about
it is your on field.
Your on field, the inability to execute on the field, and it's. I mean, obviously, it's egregious because it's if Juice Scruggs is so bad he can't earn a start. Like, the crazy thing is, and this is going on with the in the loop guys were talking about that I thought was interesting was, like, if that is the case, like that being mentioned every week. You know, that would lead you to believe that I'll take a lesser player that'll just do what the hell he's supposed to. Jarrett Patterson, for all intents and purposes, did that. So why wouldn't you just commit to him?
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how they play it this week.
All right, coming up as we continue, Dana Brown, the GM of the Astros, he had some things to say about one of his young players. I want to see if you like the way the Astros are handling this. We'll just.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Discuss that next.
Bistros ain't loyal.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings Willowbrook off Tomball Parkway, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, fellas, ladies out there, everybody listening. We are live here, Buffalo Wild Wings. We see some people fill up. The Bud Light girls are here. That's right.
How we doing, girl?
They've been able to pass out a little merchandise, and you can be a part of that as well if you make it in here. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hours when we'll start to hook people up with prizes, a gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. All you got to do, and I see some people during the break getting their tickets in. If you're on the way in or you're here right now, you haven't done so, get you a ticket to our guy Shay right here. He'll put it in our raffle box, and you got a chance to win some prizes that we have out here tonight. We'll hear from Davis Mills here in just a bit as he spoke to the media. But the general manager meetings are happening in Major League Baseball right now, and Dana Brown talked about a few things. We'll talk about some other things because he had some comments about the injury situation. And the injury situations that they ran into last year that I think is interesting. But he talked about one of his young players. As we know, the big Kyle Tucker trade, they got some players in there. We know Wisniewski is going to be out for some time with that Tommy John. Paredes was probably the best out of the bunch. But the guy many people were really excited about was the young Cam Smith, especially what he did in spring training. And, up and down, maybe a tough year last year for him. WAR just under 2, had almost 500 plate appearances. His slash lines were 236, 312 on base, which is an awful 358 slugging, 9 homers, 51 RBIs. He did finish 10th in the Rookie of the Year voting for what that's worth. But Clint and Tyler, Dana Brown said the Astros have to firm up, quote, their outfield. Part of that calculation is Cam Smith going to be an everyday right fielder. Brown made it clear today. Clint made it clear that Cam Smith doesn't have a guaranteed roster spot heading into spring training. He doesn't have a guaranteed roster spot heading into spring training. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. How do you like the way the Astros are handling the Cam Smith situation? It seems like challenging him right now that hey, man, your spot don't mean that you're going to be on this team when we start the season next year. Your thoughts on how they're handling Cam Smith?
Well, I mean, to me, it's not Cam Smith. I mean, it's the outfield in general. I mean, one year leading up to it, you're trying to convince us that Jose Altuve is a left fielder. Yeah. And now, you know, it's just always something, man. And he's been a part of it long enough now for it to be his problem, right? I mean, before Jake Meyers caught fire last year, the turnstile was in center field. Then it was the Altuve thing in left field, and now it's Cam Smith until the trade deadline. They went out and got Jesus Sanchez, and now and and his free swinging ass, and the whole time you know you're firing your hitting coach because your lineup's not more disciplined at the plate, and you know you got this whole deal where you know this guy, this righty lefty thing, you know, is such a major part of how you're rotating your outfield that it's hard for anybody to become a solid starter, to be honest with you. So you created, I mean, the only position you can say that they were somewhat disciplined and it ended up working out, unfortunately for injuries, you know, it was center field. I mean, the Jake Meyers thing looked like it was solidifying nicely after sticking with him for several years. But yet you choose by choice in right field and left field to create this turnstile where, you know, you got a different guy, three different guys are playing right field, three or four different guys are playing left field. And I'm talking about by choice. I'm not talking about, you know, by injury. So I don't like the way that they've handled their outfield in general. I don't like the heavy hand in we're gonna hit this guy. This guy's gonna play versus left-handed pitch, and this guy's gonna play versus right-handed pitch. Like if a guy is somewhat comparable versus lefties and righties, let him play. I understand Jesus Sanchez was a guy that was awful versus lefties or right, whatever the hell it was. So he should be the one that's punished for that, not Cam Smith.
Yeah.
I don't like that aggressive approach to the lineup.
Yeah.
In that I like guys being able to settle in, and they just refuse to do it.
Our guy Champ Slice said it's all talk. I almost hope it is. At some point, man, we know like the big piece that a lot of people are, man, we're going. This is where the trade is going to happen. Is Cam Smith? He was the exciting piece of that trade. That's the one you're going to make happen. And I don't know why we're trying to be hard towards him. Like I maybe they know. And Cam Smith reacts well to threats because that's what this is. This is a threat. Hey, boss, you may not be here. Like, come on, yeah, you are. Like they make this deal for Kyle Tucker, including you. And like again, if he stinks, that's one thing. But to me, it seems like, hey man, you're going to be a guy we want to run with. We want to give you the confidence as we're rolling in here. We're 1 year removed. I mean, he struggled, Clint, and I think it was understandable that he became more a platoon player. But at some point, as you said, man, where is the patience like you had with Jake? How come Cam can't get that level of patience right there? Anybody should get that level of patience. It should be the guy that is the centerpiece of this trade you made to get rid of Kyle Tucker. And I mean, you know, 10th in Rookie of the Year is not it to me is a solid start.
Hell yeah!
Right now,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, look.
Right now, it seems like they're saying, "Hey man, you better get your together, or your ass is up out of here."
Look,
like,
the Astros. Look, I'm not saying that there's not room for them to improve in the outfield and go get somebody that's better than what they got. I'm here for that. However you want to couch it, but I would have no problem with Jake Meyers in center, Yordan in left, and Cam Smith in right, and let's ride. That is, you know, to me, that is a solid outfield. And I'm of the belief that I don't believe that Yordan needs to be a DH, you know, all the, it has to be, I'd prefer him to be, but if he's your best left fielder, I believe I got to put him out there. Especially now that you got a guy like Jose Altuve, who clearly is on his way to DH somewhere. I mean, we don't need to make this more complicated than it is. If there's a move out there to be made to bring in a better, like a really good outfielder that's an everyday player that you know, okay, that's great. But you're not in a bad spot with your offense. I mean, with your outfield.
Cam Smith has got to be one of the top guys you look at and say, all right, who is going to be able to take a step? Like, who is somebody that you believe he's going to – that person's going to improve to help the Astros. Cam Smith's got to be at the top of the list. But, I mean, y'all making threats like his ass may not be on the field.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's wild. All right, coming up as we continue, let's listen to he's going to be the starter this week. Davis Mills will start his second straight week as C.J. Stroud has been ruled out with that concussion. We'll hear from him as he speaks to
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larder, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
The media coming up next.
Let's get it on, baby.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings Willowbrook off Tomball Parkway, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. 4 o'clock hour. That's when we'll start hooking people up with surprises. I see some people grabbing some tickets. Shout out to our guy Craig in the building. He said Craig. He listens to us. Every day. We appreciate you stopping by, hanging out with us. I need to get one of them Kangos, Craig. That's what I need. I need to get me one of them Kangos.
You do.
I think I can do a Kangos.
Well, no, do you think you can? Hell, ain't no doubt.
I ain't done it, man. Rest in peace. My pops was a Kango guy.
I could see it. Yeah, I could see it. You definitely are a Kango guy.
Yeah, Kangos and Newports. That's dirty red right there, baby. Yeah,
I don't know about the Newports.
I don't think I got the Newports in me. But
no Cools?
No. I don't want to pick everything up. But that Kango's nice. Might have to go up. I'll be really getting old then.
I mean, at some point you got to go from trying to be the cool youngster to just being the cool old head. Well, I know I am. Ain't no doubt about it. I've accepted. Ron's having a hard time with this over 40 stuff.
I don't have a hard time with it. I'm looking at it. You're right. As someone said to me, Jalen Hurts wears Kangos. You're right.
He sure does.
Yeah, he bangs them out.
He's an old soul now.
Yeah, he is.
Hold on, Joe.
He looks like he used to do a lot of stuff with his dad. Like he was his dad's friend when he was like 8, is what he looks like. All right, let's head to NRG and hear from the starter for 2 weeks in a row, Davis Mills. As he gets the ball in the start in Tennessee, let's hear from him now.
Davis Mills.
Just was talking about how the confidence they have in you to QB one again on Sunday. How much did this last game, if anything, kind of give you sort of a comfort zone having had a chance to prepare for the start?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously going out and winning games adds to your confidence and comfortability out there, but I mean, I think every week's different. We got another tough opponent. Looking forward to Tennessee this weekend. And, I mean, we got to prepare extremely well this week and go out there and execute. That's all it boils down to. So that's what I'm trying to do, and that's what we're trying to do throughout the week.
Nico Collins had 15 targets in the game on Sunday, season high, tied his career high. Is that something that is built in, hey, we want to get Nico the football, or is that just, hey, you see it from the spot, You know how good Nico is. You try to get him the ball. What kind of goes into getting him that many looks?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, a little bit of both of that. I think they were giving us some looks where he was isolated in one-on-one coverage, and we liked the matchup. And then there were other things where we were trying to scheme him to get him open. Nico is extremely explosive with the ball in his hand, and, I mean, as many times as we can get him the ball, good things usually happen for us. So, and it also, if defenses start covering him, it opens up a lot of our other guys too. So I think when he's playing well, I think our whole offense is going to do well. But, I mean, I don't think anything was forced. It was just Nico's going to make a play. He's open. He's running good routes. He's on time. My offensive line's doing a great job protecting. So, yeah, obviously we want to try to get him the ball.
A little bit to that point. I know everything's like game to game, but what did you like that you guys did as a unit that you can carry over to the next week to kind of get the unit as a whole to keep going and be more consistent?
Yeah, I thought we did a really good job just operating in and out of the huddle, getting up to the line fast, where we were able to kind of get in some advantageous looks, especially in the run game, but in the pass game as well with some play action stuff. I think that, I mean, works for us every defense. And then a lot of it was just kind of going back and leaning on a lot of comfort pass concepts and then having twist off of them, making a lot of things, making a lot of different things look the same. That's kind of what we leaned into and what I was talking with Kales about last week, about what I kind of wanted from it. And he was able to put a really good plan together, and we were able to go out and execute that.
This season, you and CJ, of course, have used your legs more to get out of the pocket. Even on your touchdown run, you was able to slide up a little bit, and then, you know, we've seen the end results. Has there been an emphasis in Nick Caley's offense for you all to be able to use your legs more, or, you know, get out of the pocket quicker?
Yeah, I mean, we have moved the pockets and ways to get us out of the pocket that are designed, and then A big thing that Gerard's been talking to us about in the QB room is always pushing forward in the pocket. Nothing really good ever happens when you're escaping outside the tackles. You get a lot of holding penalties or guys falling off late, and you end up getting sacked or have to throw it away. So the more you can command up through the pocket, the defense kind of will sometimes fall off their guy and come up and try to get you. And as long as you remain a passer, you can find someone open in your progression. Or, I mean, you can take off and get the free yards of the defense getting you and get down. So I think really moving up in the pocket and kind of letting the rush develop and being able to access the defense, like, internally is usually advantageous.
What made you come out of the pocket like that? Was it because you seen the backs of the defenders?
I mean, it's kind of just like you're not looking at the rush when you're dropping back. I'm looking through my progression and at my receivers and the space in the defense, and kind of feel the people around you. And I felt some off my right edge as space was opening up to my left. So kind of just naturally start moving that way. And as I'm moving, it kind of just opened up, and I saw no one was really playing me, and I could take off.
Touched on this. Go ahead. You talked about the Tennessee game 2 years ago where they went with Case kind of motivating you. Is there any, like, extra, I don't know, just feelings, the fact that you get that opportunity now to go back to that place where that area of motivation took place?
No, I mean, that's in the past. I'm really focused on what's going to happen this week. We got another tough opponent, like I said before, and we got to execute our game plan at a high level if we want to go out and win this thing.
Kind of touched
you
on
are listening to Texans starting quarterback Davis Mills for week 11 in Tennessee.
What do you have? How much does he go to you, like, week to week? How much do you change? Like, what's that relationship like as a backup?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the strengths of our quarterback room. I think everyone has a very open dialogue, and we talk through pretty much all the play calls that are going in the plan and people's comfort levels. And, I mean, even when I wasn't playing and TJ was taking all the snaps throughout the game, there's still kind of some dialogue to make sure if you ever get thrown in there, like, what are some of your favorites as well, because anything can happen on game day. So I think that's something that, just as a room, and most quarterback rooms throughout the league probably do that as well. But I think I've said it before, I don't think he has an ego at all. He's open to really trying anything, and as long as it works and as long as it's sound football-wise, he's willing to take a shot. And I think I mean, the way we can build things off of what we've shown on tape and keep getting better as an offense, I mean, everyone's willing to strive for.
What's the challenge in going against a team that you've already faced this year, who knows your tendencies, and how do you not look past a team that doesn't have a great record?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about in the team meeting today and watching film, like, these guys play hard. The record is what it is. But, I mean, they're coming out. There's NFL players on that team as well. They're paid to do the job, and just like we are. So we know they're talented and have the capability of winning the game. But we got to go out and execute and play at a really high level and kind of take things in our own hands to go out there and to try to win this game. We can't sit back and start off slow and try to fall into something. We got to be the aggressors and go out there and execute.
Follow up on that. I mean, as you said, the record is what it is. Obviously, last time you were a full-time starter in 2022, obviously the Texans record wasn't the best. So how much can you lean on that experience as to, because that year you guys, majority of weeks, playing hard, did everything you guys could to get the win. So how much can you lean on that as like a reminder that this team is just going to lay over you guys to win?
Yeah, it's a lot of that. It's also what I said. I mean, every player in the NFL is extremely talented. They wouldn't be in their position if they weren't. So, I mean, anything can happen. We got to go out there and not worry about the other team's record and go out there and play a really good football team and focus on ourselves, and the results will come.
Davis, you all were able to overcome that deficit in the fourth quarter, but that's probably not a position that you want to be in. Like, how do you learn from that game on things not to do to not be in that position?
Yeah, exactly. We got to go out there and start fast, be efficient, move the ball, and score points in the red zone. Keep drives alive on third down, but ultimately it comes down to scoring more points than the other team, and it's nice when you can do that early in the game and start running the ball later in the game and burning clock and getting 4-minute mode and rely on your defense to keep getting you the ball back so you can burn more time. So, I mean, that's ideal, but anything can happen on game day, like I said. But I think a big part of it is starting fast and going out there and scoring more points.
What are some of the things that you think that you can do to help the offensive line this week going up against such a ferocious and aggressive defensive line?
I mean, a big thing, I mean, my job is going to be able to get the ball out on time, finding the quiet spot in the pocket where they can really set their blocks and anchor and just communicate. Our offensive line, especially Jake at center, does a great job doing that, but I'm echoing all the calls and getting the ball out on time where some of their tougher blocks might not be so tough because the ball's already out. So I'm going to try to help them out, but when there's plays where I need to hold on the ball to let routes develop, we're going to try to protect as best we can and get the ball up. So I think it goes both ways, but I think just playing efficiently and taking what the defense has given me should help those guys.
We got time for a few more, y'all.
Post-game, Dalton said it seemed like you were too calm, almost like he needed you to speak up a little bit because he couldn't really hear the plays. This week, have you been able to I think we feel a little bit more comfortable with this role going into it, you know, and how is that communication with you guys in the huddle, you know, maybe in any way gotten a little louder?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of it is credit to our fans and NRG being quiet when we're on offense, and I was communicating the huddle, and I didn't want to say something too loud or the defense can hear me because they're only standing 5 yards away. So, I mean, take that with a grain of salt, but I think a big part of it is just, like, staying – communicating really well, making sure everybody knows the plan and knows their job once we're in the huddle, and breaking it and getting up there and going to execute. So I wouldn't say I'm not uncomfortable and I'm whispering out there, but it's funny that happened.
To follow up on that, a lot of other offensive players said the same thing about your demeanor, and you stay calm, you stay cool. So what does get Davis Mills rattled? Does anything?
Not much. I've kind of always had that mindset, just being calm. I've always been pretty analytical, where stuff that happens in the past, like, doesn't bother me too much. I can't do anything about it. And I'm ready to kind of attack what's ahead and what's in the current moment. It's funny, my wife used to get mad at me sometimes, like, she'd ask me a question or kind of want to argue a little bit, and I, like, wouldn't react. She's like, why are you not mad? I was like, it is what it is. Like, we'll figure it out. So,
I'll go ahead
Thank you.
In your last two starts, both have been memorable, unpowerable wins and comeback and things of that nature. Just from your recollection, what is it like to be in those type of games where you do kind of pull off an improbable comeback?
It's fun. I mean, the game's not over till the clock says zero, so I've never had the mindset where you're giving up or going out there to get through it. You're going out there to win the game every play. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing. Not a lot of guys in the NFL lay down when they're losing, especially this past week. Everyone is extremely confident in our abilities, and we think we can beat anybody. So that's the mindset we have every snap.
That's Texans quarterback Davis Mills, who is officially starting this week. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. Look, if you're a backup quarterback, speaking of Davis Mills, if you're a backup quarterback, this is precisely how you want it to work out. Davis Mills is living right, folks. I'll explain next right here on Sports Radio 610.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.